Yes, yes, y'all. To the beat, y'all. Like, when was the last time Yes, Yes, Y'all was, like, cool? I just want to know that.
I want to say it was, like, 93.
I was going to say you cool 93? Or you.
Yeah.
Before somebody woke up and was like, I don't think this is what we should be doing. I don't need to give this prompt.
Like, I only know.
If you're fucking with it, you're already Yes, Yes, Y'all to the beat.
I only know Yes, Yes, Y'all to the beat, y'all, as an old nigga term.
And whoever responded Yes, Yes, Y'all when a DJ said anything.
Yeah.
That's never a phrase that's used in common conversation. Shout out hip hop. Y'all dropped the ball on
Yes, Yes, Y'all. Yeah, that was a terrible phrase. But yeah, man, to the beat, y'all. 1-2, y'all. And you don't. Stop.
Stop. Please.
No,
can
you
we,
don't stop.
Intro,
okay, okay, okay. Oh, we're the Wash Guards. Wash Guards never washed up. Yeah, wash never washed up. Man. This is episode 83.
Wayne
Corbett.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't read your handwriting.
Yeah, yeah, it's shitty. But also, he has a weird, like, enunciation. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's
we'll
Canadian. Super Canadian. Shout out to Wayne Corbett, man. He's not black, but he played wide receiver, so you're technically black, bro. It's not a lot of white wide receivers, bro. It's like Ed McCaffrey,
Finneran.
Yeah, Brian Finneran, Wayne Corbett. It's not a lot of them. And he, I believe he's like number two all time in the New York Jets receptions. Yeah, shout out to Wayne Corbett, though. He played with Keyshawn Johnson. He plays on the other side of Keyshawn, so he got a lot of open looks. Because Keyshawn is... did all the work. Yeah. How was your week, bro?
I had a great week, man. It's been a minute since we I've seen. I really feel like I
it's
ain't
been
seen
a long time
since the last
since
time
left you
on this couch
without a dope pod step too.
All right. This nigga's in his old school bag. I have this theory that Atlanta is about to revert back to the 90s, just because 21 Savage had that Freak Nick birthday party, and KP and Envy performed Shawty Swing My Way in Underground. And I was just sitting there looking at it at my phone at work, like,
gotta. What? Oh, you gotta love it. Oh, you gotta love
it.
Braves in the World Series. That's
Braves,
some 90s.
Braves in the World Series. Yeah. It's some old school shit. Bro, yeah. Damn.
It's kind of wild. Niggas is dying on a regular basis in Atlanta.
Hell yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with this dude who I hoop with, and he's like, "Yeah, I remember." Or actually, my cousin about the area that he lives in, and like I play basketball over there in East Lake. And he was like, "Yeah, they keep talking about how." Like, I was trying to move down here. He's from Rochester. He was like, I was trying to move down here and find a nice area. So I don't know, like, what the energy is like in where I'm at. And I'm like, it is what it is.
It's Atlanta, dog. You just never really know.
In some shit, and then you in some shit. Yeah. They was talking about it used to be Little Vietnam. And I'm like, it's a real thing, bro. But it's million-dollar houses over there now. But that don't mean it don't happen.
Yeah, it might happen there too, yo. Atlanta's very unpredictable in that way.
But my week has been cool. After we potted Sunday, I went with Chop to the Don Toliver concert. That was really, really dope. Life of a Don. It gave me a better perspective of Life of a Don. It had the potential to be a real shitty night too. My car battery died.
We're going to talk about Life of a Don later too.
I paid $60 for parking.
Jesus Christ.
It was
some Atlanta shit.
Man, it wasn't even Atlanta. It was just the fact that the Braves game, and they were playing the Dodgers that day. Oh. So everybody was down there. We pulled into a parking lot for a nigga to give us directions to a parking lot.
That's right, because it was at the Roxy, right?
Right. Oh. And I'd never been there before, so I didn't know it was at the Battery.
Oh.
But we pulled into this parking lot, and this dude is like, yo, so we got parking behind the Waffle House for $60, and we got parking right over here in this lot for $120.
Wait, so the back, so the new Roxy is in Cobb?
Yeah, it's right there by the stadium. Yeah. Like right,
that's crazy.
Right across the street from the stadium.
In the Battery book.
Okay.
It's a nice venue, too.
Yeah, it's really
nice. Nick just went to one of the concerts there at the Roxy, and he brought back a cup, and I saw that at the Battery, and I was confused. Okay,
Travis Scott performed.
I saw y'all post that clip. Yeah, shout out.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Like, shout out Chop. Every once in a while, I'll be forgetting how to act around my friends because I'm always at work. I don't get time to spend around, like, I don't have time to spend with the people I actually know I connect with. So I'll do or say things that should already be assumed. So, like, when my car battery died, I'm apologizing. And so I'm like, my bad, bro. This shit is inconvenient. He's like, bro, shit, the kind of shit happens. Like, just go with the flow.
Yeah.
And so, moving in, like, into the night, like, trying to get there, we did shrooms. Chopper giving me this tip where he was like, yo, you can cut the taste completely if you eat an oatmeal cream pie. So, it was amazing.
Bro. Is that a euphemism or is that actual?
It's actual. It's actual factual.
Yeah.
Sorry. Nah, it's deep. It's that deep, bro. Because the night got crazy. But,
shit.
We went to the gas station that we parked behind. And,
oatmeal. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
We go to the gas station that we end up going to like 4 or 5 times that night just because of the chain of events. Get the oatmeal cream pies. Park, walk to the show. Like, I go through this whole moment where my high is kicking in, and the show was vetting everybody who hadn't been vaccinated. So you gotta either get a COVID test, or Taji giving me instructions mid pod.
Sorry,
that was super super comfortable. But no, I had my vaccination card, but it was in my workday app for my job, so I had to go through my phone, peeking, trying to find this one little picture. I end up finding it. We get in there just as he's performing, and the set design is all shrooms.
Oh,
and so we just stand there like, oh, shit. So he start going through a set. You know how Chop is, like, are you listening to the way people play music, how it's arranged? So he's telling me, he's like, yo, you about to play this.
He listening to the BPMs.
Yeah,
and shit.
He listens, he's like, yo, he about to do Company Part 2 because they go together. And he does it. So it's like the third time, and he's like, bro, you know Travis here. I was like, bro, Travis not coming out.
That's
like,
lit.
He's like, how much you want to bet?
Travis got to come out in Atlanta, bro.
He's like, how much you want
to
bet?
Shout out to Travis.
Like, I was like, all right, next trip on me. So he's like, all right, bet. So we shake on it. Gunner come out. And this crowd kind of opens up a little bit, so everybody, we start making our way to the front, just because I'm like, yo, I might as well get up front for part of this concert. I stayed right. My section is right in front of all the controls, like, so anybody who's doing sound or lights, that booth is gonna be big enough to, especially shows like that where there's a lot of people and they tend to do wild shit. Like, you gotta find a barrier so it splits like a wave. But we move up to the front, and I had flashbacks of like old shows with Chop, going to like ASAP Rocky show or
the Festivali.
Yeah. Kid Cudi shows with Chop
the Festivali.
He gets to the front and he's like, bro, Travis coming out. I'm like, all right, bro. If Travis come out, we'll make our way. We'll get as far as we can. He'll tell everybody to open up in the middle of the crowd, and we just start working our way along the side. And then Travis come out, and I just push this nigga. I just like, into the crowd like a battering ram. White people spreading like the Red Sea. It was so funny because I'm sitting there looking like, yo, oh.
Hit him with the Omni Man in the train.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yep. Good Omni Man. Top tier Omni Man, bro. But it was fun. I remember concerts, like I said before, going with Chop and thinking like, man, bro. It was a point in time where I don't think I would have done this now, and being able to kind of reminisce was cool. The walk back to the car was terrible because now you just smell like sweat and people.
Yeah.
But
have the reason why I don't want to go to another concert, but that's another topic, another day. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we get back to the car and the battery's dead, so we ended up sitting there for a minute until AAA pulled out. Yeah. It's funny how you run into people who can't do shit. Like, we had a conversation with
this.
Yeah,
he does everything.
No, the battery died. I'm just trying to give you props, bro. I'm trying to give you flowers, dog. Yeah.
I was wrapped up in the story. My bad.
I was just trying to give out flowers. Yeah, you know,
It was very. It was a euphemism for something else, as you stated earlier. The night was metaphoric in general. Everything ended up being fine. That was part of pretty much the whole experience. But yeah, man, that was pretty much my week in a nutshell. I did a whole bunch of other shit. We'll talk about it in my wash moment.
Oh, my week was all work. Really nothing else to really talk about. I wish I had, like, cool moments to, like, mention, but I really ain't did shit but work and go home. Like, I don't know, man. We gonna get into this, so we'll just get into it now.
All right.
I find myself, like, in a weird-ass, like, space in life where it's just, like, I'm no longer, like, have that urge to do things. Like, I'm not searching for anything anymore. So it's like, it feels, I don't know. I feel grounded in a way, but I also feel like, I always wonder what's the, like, feeling that people are looking for? Like, what, like, when you do a certain thing, what's the feeling that you're looking for? Like, what, like, what's the payoff that you seek? Like, I see people that, like, people my age that are single, like, looking, you know, I'm on dating apps all the time. So it's like, I always see chicks and talking about, like, yo, I'm looking for this person and that person. And I always wonder, like, am I weird for not having, like, that urge for, like, looking for shit? I just kind of feel, like, settled in a lot of ways.
Low key, it sounds peaceful to me.
Yeah, it is.
Having a certain measure of curiosity, like, it's like the plague of information. Like, the more you know, the more you're burdened with. So sometimes getting to a place where you're not searching for shit, which means you're not looking for anything you don't already know.
Yeah, it's like
I don't need to experience certain things. I don't need to do certain things.
Yeah, I know what the type of things I need to stay out of.
That shit is kind of like a cycle. I've seen enough of that in a certain, and I'm like that with different things. I've seen enough of that in a certain space to know this ain't something I'm going to fuck with.
Yeah, and it's like those situations keep coming up, like, far too often. So it's like it's so easy to vet things now. And
yeah. Well, that's just experience. Like, I think that's just experience. And part of that does limit the type of activities you do because you're less likely to go out on a limb.
Yeah. Like,
there's more possibility for bullshit to happen. I'm talking to my cousin about that shit, and he was like, yeah, I'm trying to find shit to do. And, like, he had this experience where, like, some shit fucked up because he went to go meet some chick. Mm. And he was just telling me how, like, man, I just wouldn't have wasted my time. I was on my way back home and then shit went left. I'm like, yeah, man. Like,
it's like I know how to stay out of those situations now just
how to avoid it.
By the way a chick talks to me, it's just like, yeah, I'm not going to pursue this. It's fine. You know, I'm so cool with taking losses and, like, staying out of situations. It almost makes life a little boring.
It does put you on an island. Because I can't explain to you how I don't. It's weird. It's going to sound terrible. I can't explain to you how I don't need you. Like I don't need you for certain things.
Yeah.
And the things that make you appealing to anybody who would like to date you don't really resonate with me. That shit don't matter to me. Because I can do all of this shit by myself. And the things I need you for, you don't necessarily really
provide,
need me.
Yeah, you don't provide them on a regular basis. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I just got to this weird point in life where I almost feel like the lack of curiosity makes life boring in a lot of ways. Because it's just like.
That's a 1-2.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, like, one thing I would have is stories. Stuff like, yo, I just did this. And now it's like, yeah, I wouldn't do that no more. I wouldn't do certain things no more. It's hard to get me out on the limb.
Yo, you ever had that situation where somebody telling you about some shit and they really excited about it and you're like, yo, that's what's up? Like those moments happen all the time. As far as what I'm interested in, I have to tell niggas would be talking to me about sports and I'll be like, yo, I don't really fuck with team sports. I'll see, like,
a part of work. I'm glad you said that. A part of the shit I wanted to say is like, yo, when the last time you were genuinely excited about something that made you want to act? Like, you know how, like, when we were first into maybe sneakers or music, we had to kind of act on it. Like, we had to be at that concert. We had to be at those releases. Like, we had to be there because it felt important to us. But, like, you get to a point now, what is it? Like, what makes you act at this point?
Now I find myself trying to find that, like, doing old shit, like the concert, and seeing if it hit like it used to. Because you're right, I'm not necessarily excited about things like I used to be. Concerts were dope. This concert was dope because it had been so. I ain't been to a concert since before COVID. And
I remember us being at the Griselda show and sitting there thinking like, yo, the energy just don't feel the same anymore. Like,
you got to force yourself to kind of have fun.
It feels like I'm not acting on my passions anymore.
I don't know if I would have had as much fun as if I didn't trip. Like, and I did it intentionally because I was like, yo, I kind of got to break out of my shell. Otherwise, I'm carrying the energy of everything else I've been doing this week, like work, trying to process the day as far as scheduling, moving with my daughter, like not having sleep, all of that. All of that was kind of like
that goes with life.
A thing that was going to sour my experience just based on the way my life is. And I think that plays into it too. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it, man. I think, unfortunately, this being called Wash Gods, I'm gonna stick to a pattern. Like I'm a creature of habit when it comes down to activities, even peers. And I think that's sort of what keeps you kind of like in a bubble. Now within that bubble, I do feel like it's important to try to do new shit. Like I try to pick up shit all the time. Most of it I slack on and end up putting off and never doing. But the idea of trying to do something outside of your spectrum, I think for you is travel, and that's a big thing.
Yeah,
like sure, you can definitely expand your intellect and vocabulary just by getting in different spaces the way other people try to do by picking up hobbies. And
yeah, I need to see it. I need to touch it. I need to feel it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm at that point in life. Like, the shit I do don't really... Because part of the reason, like, with Atlanta Got Sold, a lot of my activities led to travel. I think the goal is to get to the places that, like we did with music. You know what I mean? You say something, you trying to see something. Like, I want to do South By, you end up doing it. Like, tour, you end up doing it. But those are all things that work in other aspects of life, your personal life and the things that you want to do.
I do think like the monotony of my schedule now is like kind of got me into it. It's like, oh yeah, everything kind of starts to look
back
the same.
To the work world, nigga.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. I try not to think about I've gotten to a point where like they got to call me about shit that goes to my email. Like, I got a real job now, and I'm just like, man, I don't want to do this shit. Like, I'm going to do, like you said, the bare minimum.
My whole life fight is like escaping the human problem, like becoming that cog in a system that's just stuck there that doesn't necessarily have a personality outside of their job. Like,
I feel it.
So it's, you know.
I can tell, nigga. We just had an argument about shirts.
This is not a shirt. Anybody watching this shit? It's not a fucking shirt, man.
I'm like, yo, this thing really kind of looks like a shirt to me. We ain't even get into the countries.
Speaking of the countries, let's get into those.
No. Come on, bro.
No. That's it. These United States, the United Kingdom, Australia.
What's up, mate?
Oh, Canada.
Six.
The Philippines, Germany, Ireland, Ecuador.
Shout out Manny Pacquiao. I hear you going up against a misogynist, terrorist down there in the Philippines for president. Man, that shit crazy. Continue.
Oh, India.
I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know. Iceland, New Zealand, Denmark,
podcast, Iceland,
Finland, the Netherlands, Finnish. Russia, Sweden, Singapore, Costa Rica, Romania, Slovakia, Belgium, Italy, Qatar, Spain, France, Norway, Turkey, Hong Kong, Brazil, Japan, Mexico, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Israel, and of course, Estonia.
On your microphone. The fuck are you talking about?
All right, man.
Taji, how was your week, bro?
Yeah, let's get into that.
What?
You got a week? Did you have a week?
I don't ever have a week, man. That's why I don't generally talk about it. It's just very washed, very dad-like, and I'm in it.
Thank you for sharing. All right, man. I guess our first topic is Alec Baldwin situation that happened on the set of some movie Rushed. I don't know what it's about. Like, now it's about trying to clean this up. Alec Baldwin apparently...
all right. So the craziest shit about that Alec Baldwin shit is the movie Rust is about an accidental killing.
No fucking way.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You looked at the
and its aftermath. You know, I do my research. Yo, I am a podcaster.
Alec Baldwin's so method, bro. Sick as method.
No laughs. R.I.P. to that lady.
What?
Well, yeah. So I'm like, yo, I'm sitting there looking at this shit like, yo, is this, like, maybe this is fake or some shit.
So now you can't finish the movie. You can't finish the movie.
Yeah.
Movie's over with.
It's about somebody having an accidental killing in the aftermath of it.
Fuck. Yeah. What's funny is I didn't even think about them finishing the movie. Like we said, condolences. Let's look her name up. I know I saw a friend of mine on IG looked her up because she's in the film industry here. But... Helena? Mm-hmm. Helena Hutchins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, RIP to that lady.
It's crazy, bro.
I don't understand this. I literally don't understand it. Because it's like, why was one round loaded into a prop gun? And the whole idea, they said that they yelled out cold gun on set right before it happened. Almost feels like intentional in a weird way. Like, I don't know, man. Hollywood's a weird place. A lot of things, I don't know. You know, the whole thing about having money is like, there's so many like weird things that are at stake that we just never understand.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle that once you start to see it, I was a Dollop episode I was listening to about some rich oil magnate. And their kids were just so rich that parties were different. Like the staff that worked there, all the help, they wrote books. So I think more money, more problems to a certain extent. But a lot of those problems just get made. Like, you make these problems. Why the fuck are you playing? I don't even know if it was was it happening during a scene or was he just fucking with it? And how that story is going to play out now? Because the media got a hold of it.
So, what happened was they had, like, I think the local 44 union, they walked out. They said that it was an unsafe working environment. Now, whatever that means, we don't know right now, but they walked out. So these are all scabs working the safety, the grips, the pulley, like, all that shit. So in the industry I work in, I've seen people come from union gigs and work where I work now. And they've said union is so nuts. And I have a theory. It's probably unwarranted and it's kind of really ridiculous, but I think that maybe somebody, a disgruntled union employee, might have set them up for failure, whatever that means.
I don't know. How's you with the conspiracy theory?
No, that's.
Now I gotta dive in.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that part of the story.
It's all scabs. I mean, you know, the movie industry is all about unions too. Like, you can't do nothing without a union. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, that's a hell of a point, man.
Damn, bro. R.I.P. Alec Baldwin.
I don't know, man. I always felt like Alec Baldwin was a weird character, like, just overall. So there's a lot to be said about him. I know, like, he had that weird backlash about, I think he was yelling at his daughter. Like,
a little
like,
pig.
Yeah. Because she was, I guess calling her fat and shit. It was some weird voicemail that leaked years ago. I don't know. Alec Baldwin always strikes me as an odd character, so I don't, you know.
Baldwin's in general. Steven.
The one who died.
You know, they're like, some of them are dead and shit. They always say all the good
Baldwins. Sheen's and the Baldwins, bro.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers is.
Hollywood families, man. That's what I mean about having money. I just think it makes things very weird in a lot of ways. So, like I said, like, when you're in that high positions, like, people willing to make bigger statements. It's one thing somebody sets you up at your job and gets you fired, but then it's another thing when there's millions of dollars at hand and different, you know, pieces moving. Like you said, the whole union aspect, I mean, that's millions and millions of dollars if you're talking about, like, unions being involved in movie sets. And so.
Yeah, man. Heavy. Real heavy.
Jimmy Hoffa, man. R.I.P. Jimmy Hoffa. They never found his body.
R.I.P. Brandon Lee, man.
Yeah.
Say that to say, I love unions, man. They keep protected,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I love unions. Yeah. I love everyone that has guns.
Yeah.
And can murder me quietly.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah. I love y'all. Y'all keep doing your thing. Better I agree.
Zigzag formation.
I agree with both sides. And on that note, we'll be right back. Yeah.
It's the gods of the pods. Where you gonna go with it? Jump out there before you get explicit. Nah, man, wash guys, wash never washed up.
Yeah, wash never washed up, man. I am draft. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Okay, yeah. R.I.P. Colin Powell. I don't have a lot to say about this motherfucker, man. He's a light skinned. We're gonna bleep some of this.
Right now we live.
Bars off. Yeah, man. I don't have much to say about you, but everything I know about you is like with the Bushes and you never speaking up for black people.
Yeah. You kinda dropped the ball, brother. Yeah. You lied to the UN.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm talking about going out on a limb.
Being part of the machine, you always assume that black people in politics are just, you know what I mean, working for the system.
Yeah.
And it's kind of got to go that way. But I don't know. I don't know how you feel about these people when they pass.
All skin folk ain't your kin folk, as they say. Yeah. Yeah, man. Like you said, I don't know how you're supposed to feel when they pass. It is what it is. I don't know, man.
We just talk about this shit because we feel like it's going to be something in the atmosphere anyway. We'd be wrong if we didn't comment on it because it'd be something we talked about amongst each other, but not in detail. So, yeah, RIP Colin Powell, man.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your head up.
Yeah. Stay down until you come up or some shit.
Keep hustling. Keep grinding, my nigga.
You gonna get there. You think they'll get a day? You think they'll give this nigga a day?
You better not, man. No
schools?
Not. Yeah, it might get him. Yeah, I could see a
boulevard.
School.
Will he get a boulevard? Colin Powell Boulevard sound kind of lit.
Yeah.
He'll do it where he's from, for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a boulevard type guy.
He's an avenue guy.
Road.
Colin Powell Avenue.
Road.
Yeah, he's
pass.
A road.
Colin Powell Pass.
Terrace.
Yeah, he might be a terrace. Yeah, yeah. I can see him as a terrace. Yeah. A terrace or a road. Yeah. Maybe a lane. Okay. Yeah, he might have a lane.
I think Colin Powell Pass a go to, bro. Like it's not really.
Yeah, Colin Powell Pass. Yeah. Maybe a circle. I don't know if he's quite a circle.
He could be a cul de sac.
On a serious note. R.I.P. to Freeway and Oskino, man. Two members of state property. Like they both lost children over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw you sent that story.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that everybody's still in Philadelphia. And we kind of know how Philly move.
Yeah. I know one was a car accident. Other one, I'm not sure about the whereabouts of the murder, but RIP to them, man. I know that's a tough thing to go through. Freeway already went through the whole thing with his kidneys. I know he had a kidney transplant, so he's just dealing with a lot right now. So, I mean, as a guy that grew up on state property, huge state property fan, Philadelphia Freeway to me is a classic album.
Agreed.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we with you, Freeway.
Hold your head.
Yeah, we love you, bro. Oskino, we love you too. Maybe not as much, but we are grieving with you, bro. Yeah, on a serious note, yeah.
Being washed, I think, is kind of seeing those life experiences happen with people that you just assumed were like an entity, like they're just an entertainer. And when you see, especially with social media and the 24-hour news network, all of this stuff is presented at you in real time. So, like,
yeah,
being aged is kind of seeing like, oh, shit, bro. Life come at you fast. The shit I go through happens on all levels.
Yeah. I definitely hate that part about getting older. It's like, man, I saw like, well, we can't talk about it, but it has nothing to do with it, but it kind of has something to do with it because I guess it's all Philly business with the Ben Simmons thing. I don't want to put his business out there, but, you know, like, when I first heard the story about Ben Simmons wasn't mentally ready to play, I was like, this thing's on some bullshit. This thing's full of shit. He's just trying to get his contract or whatever. He's just trying to get out of Philly. But there actually is more to the story. It was like kind of like a type case within his like and shit over the summer. Yeah. know, like Philly, you know, one thing that's kind of dope about Philly media, the Philadelphia media, they didn't really try to like push that story because I mean, obviously they try to respect them. And I don't want to push it. We can even bleep out whatever I said, but.
I don't have no comment.
Yeah, yeah. But
especially because I didn't read the article. But that's that sounds like a reason that I might want to take
a step back from basketball.
You would think that they would respect their franchise player and shit, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But
they're letting everybody play him out as a villain.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Yeah,
when they could easily just stand behind their star player.
Yep. But that's what they would do with a Caucasian player.
The whole point with the Oskino Freeway thing to tie it all in is just like sometimes like entertainers have to be superheroes and they don't. That's kind of like, you know, not that basketball is straight entertainment, but it is entertainment at the end of the day. And then they don't really deserve all that like weight. Yeah, it's a lot to carry. Yeah.
So forget their people.
Yeah. So like when you see somebody like that lose children or, like, Ben Simmons go through his thing. It's like, damn, like, these are humans that we're talking about. So when you listen to the music, when you go to their concerts, like, you know, be respectful to the artists, man, because they're going through the same things you're going through. Like, they're just on stage. They still got the same kind of trauma that they got to deal with.
You don't move your feet, then we don't eat, so we like neck to neck.
All right.
Yeah, man. Hold your head, Freeway. Skino.
Yeah.
Do Black Lives still matter? It's been a lot. There's a lot of levels we can talk about that on. But one of the things I thought about recently was just the violence in Atlanta and how accustomed. Excuse me. It's got to happen at least once a pod. But how accustomed to certain shit we are, just like the sound of gunshots. Things of that nature. When I talk to other people, like, especially depending on the age bracket, like, they're not used to that. And, like, I've given a lot of thought now more so than ever just because I got a child about the type of things that, like, we just got accustomed to as kids. Like, how comfortable we were with certain types of violence and how weird it is that, like, we see it on a daily basis now, whether it be through social media or in person and shit. And unfortunately, most of the time it be Black people. I don't know how we get to a point where like we can have an intelligent conversation about like why we tend to be like our own worst enemy. But I see that shit more often than not, especially like having to be outside like for events, like seeing how people get treated like in the city, like when they're homeless, all that shit does resonate a lot with me more. And you see all these marches and shit for the most media friendly topics, and there are all these travesties and tragedies that happen around you on a daily basis that people tend to ignore, and it's still usually affecting Black people. So I don't know, man. Like, there's plenty of issues out there that these so-called activists could stand for, but I mean, at the same time, I go to work every day, man. I'm not gonna speak on what anybody else could do, man. But y'all, I do think people are very selective with what they tend to stand on. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just questions a little tricky.
Jesus, Black Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a little tricky right now. I don't even know if like that whole Black Lives Matter thing is still a thing. Is that even a thing anymore?
Should hit a lick. It's something to put in your Twitter bio.
Yeah. It's crazy how quickly that shit it's a just came badge, and go. Bro. Yeah, it's like Pogs.
Slammer.
Yeah.
Well, boy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Black America, man. I just hate that we always get pimped out so easily. I just think that like anytime you throw something, well, I don't even know if Black. I don't know how much longer we're gonna be able to even pimp the whole Black thing anymore.
Cause it's so diluted.
Yeah.
Like it's everything now, and I think that was a goal. Like that's the other thing when people talk about like those how people talk about integration being the way. Like I don't think that was necessarily the way. The more people talk about segregation being like, yeah, we should just stay separate. What the fuck?
You talk to anybody who's alive during the 50s and 60s, they said that shit was the worst thing that happened to
them. Well, and it kind of makes sense. It's like, yo, and you see evidence through history, like the Tulsa bombing, like all these other, like, the things that we talked about on that last pod with the, the black cities that were hidden, Lake Lanier, Central Park. It kind of seems like when you, I don't want to call a spade, but it kind of seems like you're actively working against the progress of a particular group of people. And I had a conversation with somebody about like businesses. It was like, yeah, like a lot of times black people don't work together. We don't do group economics, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, do we not? Like, I do shit with my niggas and most of the things revolve around getting money. It just be hard to get there. Why is that? Like when people who... We won't get too deep, too successful. Yeah, it's like, yo, it does look like a concerted effort. So when people come from other countries and they're like, yo, I'm just lazy. Like, it depends on you talking to who you're talking to. Somebody from a particular country with a particular amount of status similar to what middle class may be here, be like, yo, y'all work entirely too hard. Like, it's a sliding scale. And I think as far as black lives are concerned, like, we always tend to be at the lower end of that scale when it comes to either progress or, like, representation. So... the social media age has given us a lot more looks, but I don't necessarily know if it's done the groundwork that like other countries or other nationalities get when they come here. Like I didn't look into it, but I saw somebody post on IG because that's mostly the way I get my news. They're having the one of the largest migrations, I think it's of immigrants, like of Haitian descent from Mexico to the U.S. borders, and you're just seeing seas of people. Like when you ask questions like, do black lives still matter? It's like, what the fuck? Like, do they? Do they for real? Because Cuban refugees could swim over here. Like, and as long as they hit Miami shores, they were straight.
Shout out to Elion.
Yeah, Elion Gonzalez.
That's washed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's, I do know. But, I mean, I don't think they ever mattered. I just think it's one of those things that it's not as trendy and it's just interesting to see, like, how quickly it goes out of, like, fashion. Now it's just, it was a thing that we'll remember, like, pogs. Huh? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, we did that. Yeah, cool. Wow. We had black squares. It was a thing that we did.
Kamala Harris' response wasn't any better. Like, it was just, all the shit with the Haitian refugees kind of sit wrong.
I mean, she was black for like 2 weeks.
That's exactly what I was about to say, bro. Like 5 seconds.
She was black when it was convenient.
Yeah.
You know what she I'm saying?
Took a shower. And it's like, no thanks.
You know, I'm Indian, really, actually. Yeah.
Really look at it, you know.
But, yeah, I guess on that note, well, this is going to be a short one. I guess we're getting to what we've been watching and listening to.
Yeah.
Let's see what I've been watching. See what I've been listening to. This Thing of Ours too. Alchemist. I know Sean talked about it on the last pod, but yeah, the 6-5 Heartbeats. It's dope. Certified Lover Boy. Shout out to Jersey Drake. Poppy's Home. Shit hard. Yeah. Shout out to Wale for Lauren 2. Lauren 2 is dope. I actually like that shit a lot, man. I feel like a lot of niggas was shitting on it, but I'll fuck with it.
But I plan on it.
Name Bell Ring is dope. Tiffany Nikes I liked a lot. I like Fluctuate. I like Light Years with Rick Ross. And I think Deep South was pretty dope with Yellow Beezy and Max Cremo. Maxo Cream. Whatever the fuck his name is. Wash. Beverly Boulevard. Wale is dope. Life of a Don, man. Hitler Wears Hermes.
A or B?
A.
A hit better.
Oh, no. It's Hitler Wears Hermes 7. Some other shit. Hitler Wears Hermes 7. I fucked with Broadway Joe's and Kelly's Corner, which is really dope. The Hurt Business, West Side Guns, Smoke Dizza, and Wale. Really dope. Real Late. Listen to the Peter Rosenberg album. Stain. It's a West Side Gun song I thought was pretty dope. And SRD. It's Styles P and Ransom. Pretty fire. Graduation. Kanye. Favorite track on Graduation? Let's see. I wonder.
I love the drums on that.
Once he just lets that beat breathe, it's just kind of special. Special time.
Same artist who did the sample for Slim Shady and
whatever that shit is called. Yeah, but I actually haven't been watching anything, but I have listened to a lot of the Dollop. I listened to episode 95, this Henry Heimlich. Mm-hmm. It's about the creator of the Heimlich maneuver, and it's fucking hilarious, bro. Oh my God, this dude's a fucking clown, bro. This one of those episodes that makes you realize, like, America is all about marketing. Like, nothing's actually real. Like, yeah, I don't want to give away the Heimlich maneuver. I don't want to shit on him because they might have lawyers or some shit. But the funniest part of that shit, there's like before the Heimlich maneuver, like it was the back slap and shit.
Yeah,
and they were talking about like there's like a fair, basically like a World's Fair type thing where everybody like gathers and like pitches their like new maneuver, a new like medical thing that they're pitching.
They did a think tank
on the Heimlich. Basically, and it's like, yo, Jimmy Backslap had to be pretty pissed. He's like, I got all these mugs and shirts and shit. Like, I thought that shit was hilarious.
He just sitting in the house, boxes up to his head, head of his hands, pissed. He got skateboards.
Yeah.
I brought him skateboards, nigga.
What's crazy is part about the Heimlich maneuver is like this shit was in like the 60s or the 70s. This is like very recent. Like,
the CPR only been around for 30 years.
Bruh, they didn't know what choking was before then. What?
They just shot you.
Yeah.
Demon!
They would call them just like heart attacks and shit.
Oh my God.
When people would choke on food. Yo, they literally didn't know what choking was, like up until the 60s. But other than that, it's a Jim Traficant and Crimetown USA. It's basically the story of Youngstown, episode 371. So shout out to the Dollop. Yeah. Shout out to Keelan, too, man. I wanted to send it to him because the story of Youngstown is insane. But
what episode number?
371. But that's all I got. Like I said, I haven't watched anything, really. I thought about that all week. I'm like, man, you know what? I haven't really looked at the screen much. Like, I tried to watch some shit, but,
No Dune?
Nah, I saw that they dropped the, Who Stole the World Cup. I tried to watch it, but I just kept falling asleep, so I haven't seen anything.
All right, I'll pick up where you left off. The Dollop, Governor Evan McCam, part one. Right now, I'm listening to the John Paul Getz, Dollop 324. That shit's hilarious. He was talking about this oil magnet. I talked about it earlier in the pod. But his kids are fucking wild. And the type of shit that rich niggas do, just that they're into, is wild, bro. I can only imagine. Whole nother life. You get like, it's like the, you just get so bored with shit. Like, it's like watching Whitney Houston. Like, yeah, eventually you just doing coke and hanging out with Bobby Brown. Yeah.
Give me time.
But yeah, man.
Fine, Bobby.
John Paul Getz. What else have I been listening to?
Wrong.
Flagrant 2. Last few episodes were dope. They did a cover. They did their takes on the Dave Chappelle stand up. It's interesting to hear comedians in their spectrum talk about how they feel about other comedians' work. They had pretty much the same take we did. Like, it wasn't as stale as the. I don't want to say stale because I feel like he had a point, but it wasn't as direct and topical as the YouTube special, but it was still like laced with all that nuance that gave it a real Dave Chappelle stand up. So I don't know. That was a good podcast. Duncan Trussell. I've been getting a lot more in the Duncan Trussell podcast. That's so random. I don't want to give you one. Just listen to one. I couldn't tell you. It's so, he does such a weird take on, like podcasting in general. He's got skits that don't make any sense. He composes songs. It's all this shit. Black on Purpose, The Feelings, and the Lemon Yaki episode. I just spoke to Illy yesterday, man. Yeah, man. Black on Purpose is one of my favorite podcasts as of late. It's really just kind of a a deep dive into Black Guy Thinking Time. You get the good and the bad. And a lot of their guests are really dope. I don't remember any of their names, but shout out to them.
I be hating their takes on all entertainment, but other than that, I fuck with it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily entertainment, even though I would like to
every talk time they champion it. Eddie Murphy, I be getting so pissed.
Yeah, that's just them, though. That's the era.
Y'all got to stop doing that shit out loud.
I forgot they do it. That's how, that's, see?
It's not a shirt.
It's not a shirt. Okay. Yeah. You said a lot, man. You show me so much of your personality in one stance. What else have I been listening to? I go into music, podcasts, really. I've been slacking on podcasts. Still Stoned on Ocean. Game Tapes, Brian De Palma. This is a real, The Beast, Jim Jones. Like, you can listen to this straight through. Ball Harbor Brunch. That's pretty much it. I listen to Stoned on Ocean again because I got reminiscent. Still Stoned on Ocean. Stoned on Ocean, the title track. And Anything was the one that got me initially. I remember that day that album dropped and I just hit Vince. I was like, nigga, it's one of them ones. If you was looking for shit to listen to, this is it. I've been listening to West Side Gun, Hitler Wears Hermes 8 Side A, Pray for Paris. 327, 500 ounces.
Yes, sir.
What else have I been listening to? This Thing of Ours 2, 6 Heartbeats. I just saw the 6-5 Heartbeats. I just saw the video for I can't remember the name of that title track. But the first track on This Thing of Ours 2. Tizo Touchdown, I'm just a fan. Technically, Social Cues, Strong Friend. Tizo Touchdown is an interesting artist. I'm interested to see what else he does. Life of a Don. 5 Times, Way Bigger. Company 2. Smoke. You. Lucky. Almost Woke. Almost There. Almost There, I've been listening to Pick a Flaw, Running With, and Ouch Omen. Shout out Khalil. Khalil make me stay in my lucky bag. Also, Mike. Mike had a song on This Thing Wars 2 that was really hard.
Yeah, that shit's dope.
What have I been watching? I've been watching a lot of shit. I did see Dune. It was cool, man. Very well shot. If you're into sci-fi, that type of sci-fi.
Same director as
Blade Runner. Gotta be, bro. It was crazy. Jason Momoa without facial hair looks weird. Weird as fuck. I didn't know who the hell he was. Like, it's like he took his face off. what else? I'm glad that they're making it into a series because I was like, yeah, this movie's you gotta explain more of this world.
The book is ridiculous. So
is it?
Had to, yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta explain more of this world.
They had to get the exposition out of the way because that's what I heard. Part 2 is just pretty much going to be the culmination of
it. It might make me read fiction again because that was really, really dope. Like, I think that every part of, because the thing with Dune is this is such a complex movie to begin with. Like, it's really just kind of like, it's like one of those old men in the sea books, but in space. The original, you know what I mean? You being caught in, or 12, you know what I'm talking about?
Exactly why I'm, yeah, no. It's exactly why I would never watch it.
Yeah, I can understand. Yeah, you need superheroes or some shit.
Yep.
It's got to have Iron Man in there. You're not fucking with it. Basically. I respect it. You're a type. You are the type of nigga when it comes down to entertainment. Yes, for us sci-fi niggas, man, you gotta have a
backstory. I need a lineage.
That's what this has.
No.
It's a whole book.
You know who directed the first Dune?
Wait for it.
David Lynch.
No.
Twin Peaks.
Never mind.
I know who David Lynch is, but I don't know why. I knew it wasn't gonna resonate with Draft, and I don't know that niggas what shit. I know the history of Twin Peaks is it being really weird. So strange. Yeah, so
like the restaurant Twin Peaks.
Hell yeah, same director. They direct the shit out of them chicken tenders. Oh shit. Yeah, anyway, man. I watched Dune.
I'm sorry, I don't watch Space Monkeys with you motherfuckers. God damn.
So the draft don't watch in space. That shit's crazy, bro. It's all right, man. That and shirts, nigga. This nigga just anti. But Dune was cool. I've been watching a lot of documentaries. I did watch Samsara again after the Travis Scott concert. So the little trip was really decent, man. I haven't done shrooms in a minute. It was definitely a vacation from shit. I watched Glitch in the Matrix again. If you haven't seen it, please watch it, bro. Please watch that shit, bro. You like documentaries?
Yeah, I don't want to see them.
All right. Been on a documentary kick. I watched Out of Shadows.
Told you, again. No more searching, bro. Yeah. No more searching.
I mean, I'm not searching. I'm revisiting.
No. Glitch in the Matrix feels like some, like, I'm going to find out some shit.
All right. Yeah. I want to send niggas clips. Just like, all right, you don't have to watch it. Just watch these parts. This is wild. It's going to be me recording my TV. Look. I'm looking like a complete psychopath. See? Look. Stay woke.
Sometimes you got to learn that. Like, you got to know the ledge, man. Yeah.
But no, man, that's pretty much it. I guess we'll get out of here. Taji, my bad. Yeah.
It's been a real hodgepodge, so forgive me. They just released Tattoo You, Rolling Stones album on Spatial Audio. Sounds dope. Mm. Tops, that's really all you got to listen to. One of their best songs. All
right.
John Coltrane Live, Love Supreme. Mm. That was in Seattle. Florin 2, Still Stone on Ocean.
How you feel about Florin 2? Did you like
it? I loved it. Yeah. It's actually one of the most recent albums of Wale's that I enjoyed.
Yeah, I thought that was one of his better albums. Yeah. Anyway.
Favorite Wale album?
This one, probably.
Yeah, for sure. Or I like Mixtape About Nothing.
Yeah, Mixtape About Nothing, or maybe the album About Nothing, I guess. Yeah. It's solid.
Taj asked me to listen to Who Wants Smoke? Nardo Wick. Mm. I fuck with that shit. And I've been listening to Dax Riggs. He's an artist out of Louisiana. It's kind of dope. But I was listening to Questlove Supreme, the Jack White episode, and it made me double back to Blunderbuss, which is probably his best work to date.
That's why that word has been in my head so much. Okay. Yeah, okay.
That shit is really good. I didn't realize
that. I listened to the episode, too, but like in my sleep, so I only heard like half of it.
That's kind of dope. He revealed that this last album that he released was the first album he ever mixed on Pro Tools. All the rest of them have been cut and reel to reel.
You know what was crazy about the episode? I forgot. I think they said Danger Mouse. Acid Pro, bro. That was one of the first programs I ever used, bro. I was like 15 years old using that shit. So, yeah, that was a crazy part. But, yeah, it's crazy you brought that up.
Podcasts like that, that shit is really eye-opening. Especially, because you're an audio guy, so you respect shit like that.
Danger Mouse is used as fucking
Listen to acid it. Pro. I'm always going to. And it sounds really even better on vinyl. But, you know, it's... It's kind of like Americana / rock, so it may not be everybody's cup of tea or whatever. So, I hadn't watched anything but that Brittany Murphy doc, and that shit was terrible.
Like, bruh.
What a terrible set of circumstances.
Crazy, bro.
And that motherfucker's a scoundrel, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. I'm still playing Metroid Dread. I'm almost done with it. Shit is really good.
Guardians of the Galaxy drops tomorrow. Yeah. I think I'm going to try to get that. But on that note... We are washed, never washed up.
Thank you, man. Washed, never washed up. I am Sean Carr.
And I am Draft. And shout out to No Limit Exposure.
See us, you see him.
Yeah. See y'all next week.
Y'all stay black, man.